Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry joins me for a look at some of the top stories from around the state. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
There are now more than 300 women and girls who claim former sports doctor Larry Nassar sexually abused them. This week, Michigan State University and the victims' attorneys returned to mediation to try to come up with a settlement. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reported, that settlement could include things beyond payments, such as a request for more leaders at MSU to resign or a fund to prevent future abuse. What would you like to see in a settlement deal?
I think that obviously, I've said for a long time that more people needed to resign and they need to get a handle on the situation, but I'm not sure that that should be part of a settlement deal. Certainly, these women need to be compensated. There also needs to be some, whether it's legislation or rules put in by the university to safeguard these women. That's certainly needed, but I'm not all that comfortable being a part of a financial settlement deal. It might not set a good precedent, but I may be wrong.
So you'd like to see something in a more permanent sort of legalized setting through the legislature or some other course like that?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but I think that if you make it part of the settlement deal, it's not clear that it would apply to other women in other circumstances.
A Central Michigan University journalism professor invited two controversial speakers to his class, one from the Westboro Baptist Church, one from the Satanic Temple of Detroit. Professor Timothy Boudreau has done this before for his class on the First Amendment, but this time the university told him no reporters could attend his journalism class. The university said it doesn't want to compromise the integrity of the learning experience. Jack, you oversee the journalism program at Wayne State University, longtime teacher there. What is your view of that situation at CMU?
Well, it's a difficult one because there's a famous Heisenberg principle of physics that if you observe a phenomenon, you necessarily change a phenomenon. You don't want to shut things to the press out. That doesn't look good. But at the same time, if you have a whole bunch of cameras there and reporters there, it is going to inhibit the students. So I guess my solution would be to say we're going to have a closed class, but immediately afterwards, these folks will have a press conference, and any students who want to hang around and talk about that and talk to the reporters, they could do that.
A campaign to legalize marijuana for recreational use in Michigan collected enough signatures to qualify for the ballot, according to the state. The State Board of Canvassers will now decide whether to certify those signatures tomorrow. If they're approved, the legislature has a chance to enact a law, or else it goes to the statewide ballot in November. How do you like the chances of legalization in Michigan?
Well, I think it will get on the ballot. I'm not sure the legislature will do anything else about it. Of course, they want to make sure they get tax revenue from it, but it begins to seem as if we're going to get quite a lot of things on the ballot, and there's sort of a, we'll call it Lessenberry's law, that if you have more than about three things on the ballot, people don't understand them, they don't have time to figure them out, and they intend to vote no on everything. That happened in 2012 when we had six things on the ballot. But apart from that, I think the chances of marijuana legalization are pretty good. That seems to be the trend in this country.
Democrat and State Senator Steve Beda has dropped out of the race to replace longtime Congressman Sandra Levin. Instead, Beda is going to run for Macomb County Clerk. That job recently opened up when a judge removed Karen Spranger from the job for lying on her campaign paperwork. A while back, Candace Miller left Congress to become Macomb County's Public Works Commissioner. You've written about this week, Jack. What is the allure of county jobs in Macomb?
Well, for one thing, in this case, I think Steve Beda concluded his chances of winning the Democratic primary weren't very good. But in both the case of Steve Beda, who wants to be clerk, and Candace Miller, who is the Public Works Commissioner, there are terrible problems in those agencies, and Candace Miller has made a big difference there. Certainly someone needs to clean up the mess left by Karen Spranger in the clerk's office, and you could argue, as I would argue, that you could have potentially more impact and do more good by doing this in your home county. Now, Macomb County has more people than four states of the Union. There's a lot of people there, nearly 900,000, and if you were in Congress, you're one of 435. If Beda were to be elected, were to have been elected this November, he would be a very junior member of Congress. So you could argue he'd have more impact and save a whole lot on airfare.
Jack, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Happy trails to you.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. You can read his commentary on State Senator Steve Beda's run for county office at MichiganRadio.org. And Jack joins me every Wednesday morning during Morning Edition at 745.